relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Social media. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Can we clean it up? The swamp. How deep is the corruption? What can we do about it? And is MAGA winning? All huge questions. Could one guest answer all of them? Oh, I think so. Former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, now CEO of the Trump Media and Technology Group. Welcome to America First, Congressman, former Congressman Devin Nunes.
See, Dash, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
All right. Well, we have so much to discuss. I am so excited by what's happening on Truth Social that you are in charge of for President Trump. But let's go to your old stomping ground. Let's discuss the swamp. Let's talk about recent revelations first coming out of the Durham probe, the prosecution of Clinton lawyer Sussman. And let's just remind people the kinds of things you fought against so valiantly for so long. Play cuts.
This is about as clear evidence you could find of intent by the campaign to collude with the Russians, to get useful information from the Russians.
I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight.
I did say that there is ample evidence, and indeed there is, of collusion of people in the Trump campaign with the Russians.
He is going to be delivering what I think are going to be his indictments, the final indictments.
I would not be surprised if there were a number of indictments that still were going to come down the pike.
There are indictments in this president's future.
And I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening.
He feels the noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening.
The sound of hoofbeats of all those investigations catching up with Donald Trump must be loud in his ears.
Hmm. He may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
People might go to jail.
You're exactly right.
For the rest of their lives.
I think they're all going to jail.
Well, I think they're all going to end up together in prison, and maybe that's a good thing.
Oh, my God.
He has no idea that he's going down.
You're confident that at least some Trump associates will wind up in jail?
If I was betting, I would say yes.
The noose is tightening. The hoofbeat. That's strange. I didn't know the FBI rode horses. The hoofbeat. The arrest, the indictments, the prison sentences. None of that ever happened. But, Devin, there are some new indictments, and they're fascinating, are they not?
There are, and we might as well just come in hot here. I just hadn't heard a compilation of those interviews in a long time. Look, it's just shocking. I think it should just shock the conscience of your listeners, of everybody who's out there in America right now and around the globe, just how far we've come from dirty tricks in 15 and 16. I think a lot of those cuts were from 17. And I'll just tell you, the Mueller, that whole Mueller investigation, I mean, it was set up completely by the dirty cops at DOJ and the FBI. And I don't know if Durham will actually get to that. We can go through some of the indictments that have come here, but it's just incredible that, here we are now so many years later and Durham is finally getting to the bottom of this. And you just have to go and ask yourself the obvious question. How did Mueller spend $40 million, leak like holy hell all over the place, where all of these so-called pundits and elected officials were out there saying all of this nonsense, regurgitating all of this nonsense. And of course, as it was our investigation that unraveled all of this, that led to this. But, we went through, really dark times during that time. And I think it's only gotten worse here. And there's so much riding on John Durham and this investigation.
Well, look, for those who haven't seen it, they must watch the plot against the president that is about your investigation and how you got to the bottom of the Russia hoax. We'll talk about what you think. You can go to patpmovie.com. That's Amanda Milius's amazing movie, The Plot Against the President, based on Lee Smith's book, patpmovie.com. But we'll talk about where you think the Sussman indictments and the prosecutions will eventually end up. But I have to ask you to comment, as somebody who knows this field better than anyone else, the mere fact that we witnessed just this week, former FBI and DOJ high ups like Priestap, like Bill Priestap, like Baker, being basically uncooperative, being very tight-lipped on the witness stand and not being, what's a gentle word for it, Devin, forthright with their colleague, the special counsel, John Durham. What does that speak to in your mind?
Well, look, this is just a one small sliver. The Sussman indictment is just really kind of the one of the final chapters of the entire Hollywood script that was put together, and Durham is kind of focused on this one script, this one part at the end of the whole. Well, I guess it's still going on, but at least it was one of the last parts that were put into that so-called the famous Steele dossier. And I think what you're seeing here, Seabass, is you're seeing a situation where Durham is able to, because Sussman should have just pled guilty, I'm sure originally, probably that's what Durham wanted. It's like, hey, dude, you're completely cooked here. But Sussman is deciding to kind of roll the dice and bet on a jury pool that's made up of, 95% people who didn't vote for Donald Trump. And so in this whole process, I think that probably surprised Durham. I mean, that's just my guess, because this guy was dead to rights. He probably wanted Sussman to cooperate because just to kind of come full circle here, all of these people knew about all this. So when you see Baker and Priestap and all these cats being, as you said, less than forthright, it's because they knew this whole thing was cooked from the very beginning. They had to have known about it. And look, one of the things that's kind of being, I don't know if it's being lost in this whole scandal here, but we have to remember what we've kind of learned in the last couple of weeks is that of this trial is you have the latest with the EC that would open this investigation into the Alpha Bank scandal. You have an FBI agent say, oh, that was just a mistake. I meant to put right in FBI, but instead I spelled out Department of Justice. I mean, it's just not believable, right? So, but I think you have to go back. We know from our investigation that the Obama team knew, I believe it was Comey was briefing Loretta Lynch, the attorney general. This is back in early 2016. We know at that time frame there were already spies that were being sent into the Trump campaign. And all of this is long before the so-called opening of the crossfire hurricane investigation that happened in July, late July, where we already know that one of the lovebirds were all involved in that. They wrote the electronic communication to open it. They approved it. So Baker, Priestap, all of these guys had to know about all of this. So my guess is they don't want to be forthright, because if Durham is ultimately successful in being able to make conspiracy charges, likely all of these guys would be wrapped up into that.
But given your observation, which is absolutely factually correct, that 93-94% of the District of Columbia voted for Hillary Clinton, is this a vanity project? Is this a pointless exercise? Is this just John Durham getting somebody in front of a jury, knowing that they'll never be prosecuted or they'll never be charged? Sorry, they'll never be convicted, Devin?
Well, it's probably the first one he had to do. He probably, like I said, my guess is he probably wanted this guy to cop a plea and cooperate with Durham, because he was at the center. He was at the focal point of spinning all this information around, right? They were the Perkins Coie law firm with both Sussman and Elias. They were the ones that were essentially taking the money, then laundering it to Fusion GPS to come up with this, worthless Hollywood script to frame Trump and the Republican Party. So I think you take the Sussman indictment, you have to then roll next to the Danchenko indictment, which will not be in Washington, D.C. And Danchenko is going to be very interesting. He was a guy that was essentially like Christopher Steele, the so-called MI6 guy that had all British spy. Well, we know that he just got all that from Danchenko. Well, we now know that Danchenko was just getting that from the Clinton campaign orbit.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fascinating to see that guy on the stand with a jury in Northern Virginia that should be, I think, much better than what they have in Washington, D.C. So there's probably, and then we also learned this week that you know, likely there's going to be more indictments, because we learned that one of those FBI agents that was involved in opening up this, the so-called Alpha Bank part of the investigation, that he has also admitted under oath this week that he's under investigation, under a DOJ investigation. Now, we don't know, is that Durham? Is that somebody else? We don't know.
Well, every day brings new revelations, and dear friends, if you read the indictments, just the first 26-page indictment from Durham was absolutely fascinating. He's got some access on the inside, and those canary birds are singing. We're talking to the CEO of the Trump Media and Tech Group, the man responsible for running Truth Social. That's our next topic here on America First One-on-One. Follow him on Truth Social. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem News Group. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. Go to Spotify, look up my name, subscribe. It's free. Write a review, share the links, and never, ever miss an episode. If you haven't done so already, be sure to join us. Register today for our Stand With Israel tour. Yes, 10 days later this year, November and December, we are traveling to the Holy Land with none other than the director of 2,000 Mules. Yes, Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife, Debbie. For the trip of a lifetime, we will be standing and walking where our Lord and Savior walked the earth, standing on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the Garden of Gethsemane. If you've been to Israel before, it doesn't matter. You haven't been with me and Dinesh. I'm not, and I'm going. So what's your excuse? Reserve your seats today, 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. The number, 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com. Dear friends, you know my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you'll get $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. They took over 2 years to develop. They're designed to wear indoor and out. I've already worn out my first pair of My Slippers, and they're made with the same amazing My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and lined with real suede. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code Gorka for that massive discount, or just go to mypillow.com and click on the radio listener square and put in the secret code GORKA. This offer won't last long. You won't regret it. They are the best slippers I have ever owned. And $90 off MyPillow.com. Do it today. Promo code GORKA. Devin, you are the man who... So the left, the oligarchs of Palo Alto, of Tech Valley, said, well, if you don't like Twitter, if you don't like Facebook, go and build something else. Well, guess what? President Trump, my former boss, your current boss, said, okay, it is Truth Social. My account is blowing up. I've got 2,000-3,000 new followers every day at Seb Gorka on Truth Social. Super excited. If you look at the engagement numbers, it's completely incomparable to Twitter. Let's talk about this sector that you're in charge of now for the Trump Media and Technology Group. And the deal, it looks like somebody's going to try and clean up Twitter if he can. But now that we've found out this deal from Elon Musk is stalled because of the question of fake accounts and bot accounts, and that incredible news that seems to have sunk without a trace, Devin. Last week, an independent corporation found that out of the 22 million followers on Biden's Twitter account, half of them, 11 million, were bots. How is that possible?
Well, look, it's kind of what I've been saying, and you know, I kind of walked into this. You know, I wrote about this in my book, Countdown to Socialism, that I think we've talked about many times on your show. You know, back in, I wrote the book, and it was finished in July of 2020. And I was talking then in that book, essentially, how you've got the fake news, and then it funnels down into these social media tech tyrants, and it's poisoning the American public, and that we were essentially, we had no ability to communicate. And at that point, I was one of the first members of Congress. I was the first to go to Rumble, which is a YouTube alternative.
Yes.
I also went to Parler at the time before Bezos and the tech tyrants shut them down. So I watched what happened with just my engagement early on, where I just, you know, boom, 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 just kept climbing in followers. So when President Trump, he didn't need a new company. I didn't need a new job. I was perfectly happy. being in the Congress representing my constituents in California. But because, you know, of my knowledge of this and my concern for the American people, I really had no option when Donald Trump, asked me to do this job, because I knew it was the most important issue at the highest level. And so what you're witnessing, Seabass, is you're witnessing what happens when you're not shadow banned.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really all this is about, is people can just find you. You know, we're and I think people have to remember, too, we're barely open. Right. I mean, we're barely open.
What was it like, February or March? When was the actual real launch?
Well, we started beta testing in February. We slowly were bringing people on just on the Apple App Store. You know, and here we are. It's only been 1 week now, where now anybody can go to truthsocial.com and get an account. So, and I get this question a lot. Even if you have an Android, you can actually go and get the, sign up and get an account, and you have to bookmark it. We are working on an Android app for the Google Play Store.
So right now, you go through the website, you go through your browser on your Android device, but is there an intent to have an app available that would work on Androids and Google devices?
Absolutely. I mean, it's actually, we're building it right now.
Wow.
and hopefully to get it approved. So I just want to make sure everybody knows, but that's only been for a week. So anybody out there, as long as you're in the United States of America, you can sign on, get your account, and join the fun. And I think that's really the difference here. So if you look at where the users are in this country, despite what the fake news says and all the blue checkers on Twitter, and this is one of the things I pointed out, normal people just aren't using Twitter, and they haven't for a very, very long time. It's essentially where kind of journalists, Hollywood types, celebrities, sports figures go to just issue their press releases and their statements. There's just not a lot of interaction on there. And the interaction that is on there gets pretty nasty, because people run campaigns using these bot farms. So there are entire companies that are out there and people who specialize in running this. In fact, I just saw something. I think earlier this week, it came out like the French, somebody in the French intelligence or French military admitted that they have bot farms on Twitter. So, that's kind of what it is. It's a PR wire that people then manipulate. So it's not an open town square. So we have no interest in being that, right? Like we have the best of Twitter, and we're coming out with new features that will continue on that path. But also, I think what people will notice is that we have really good video and really good pictures. Why? Why is that? Because where the people are, where the users are, the eyeballs, they're on Instagram. They're on Facebook and Instagram and now, sadly, on Chinese TikTok. So we are, building out features that will hopefully take the best of all of those, so that people, will have a good time. Our site's not just about politics. I mean, we have the very best meme makers. We have people that put up awesome videos. And I think that's just going to continue. And once we build out the platform, it's going to be a lot more fun. And look, it's desperately needed, because, like I said, Donald Trump didn't need a new company, but what the hell was he supposed to do? He got booted off of all the platforms. And you're sitting there as a former president of the United States, potentially going to run again. And you can't be on any of the tech tyrant platforms. I mean, it's complete crap. And so, thankfully the president was willing to take a risk, start this new company, and now we have, millions of Americans who are coming on board the platform and having a good time.
As that famous movie once said, build it and they will come, and they are coming in their millions. It's Truth Social. You heard it here. For the last week, available via the website browsers for your Android, and soon available as an app. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. Last weekend, 415 movie theaters showed 2,000 Mules. That's how incredibly forceful it's just a force of nature. Over a million downloads, over 100 million DVDs already mailed out. This is the most successful political documentary in over a decade from Dinesh D'Souza, produced by Salem Media. I have a financial stake in it. Why? Because it's that important. It is the proof that they stole the election. Get yours today. Go and see it in a local cinema. If it's on in the theaters, go and see it. Support 2,000 Mules. If it's not, request it or stream it or order the DVD. Super easy. SalemNow.com. This is the evidence you've been waiting for. 2 petabytes of data and 4 million minutes of evidence gathered by True the Vote. You've got to see it. SalemNow.com and 2,000 Mules. Devin, we could spend hours discussing all the different things that you experience, you fought against in the swamp on Capitol Hill. Let's talk about the recent developments. We've had so many fascinating primaries in just the last few days. Lots of America First candidates in the mold of yourself. I ask this question of all the good guys who come on my show. I'm going to ask it of the president when he comes on tomorrow. What is the correlation of forces? What is the balance of power between the old establishment, the old Republican rhino establishment that looked at President Trump as an anomaly, something that they can get beyond and get back to work, you know, with doing footsie under the table with the Democrats? What is the relationship between the old establishment that doesn't care for MAGA and the new MAGA America First center of gravity? Who's winning? Is it too early to say? And what needs to happen next?
Well, I think we're now ultra MAGA, right?
Yes.
Ultra MAGA now.
Right.
I know you're like the leader of ultra MAGA, Seabass.
We have. It's the most popular item on our website, guys. As soon as they came up after 6 months of, you know, focus groups and millions spent, allegedly the old man in the White House came up with it. We said, okay, that's great. The ultra MAGA T-shirt with President Trump. So we understand that this is going to backfire just as badly as deplorables did. That wasn't an insult. That was wholeheartedly embraced by the movement. So yes, they don't get it. They don't understand the narrative of why we believe in America. But when it comes to our side of the aisle, what's the power play? Who's winning?
Well, look, I don't think there's really, nobody wins when we fight amongst ourselves. And I, you know, if you look at it, really, there's very few people that are out there that are against the, you know, so-called MAGA, you know, MAGA movement or ultra MAGA, or, you know, basically just kind of, you know, getting back to kind of normal conservative values. And I think you've seen a lot of those folks that were that way. They're retired or they're not going to win. They're going to lose their re-elections. I kind of look at it this way. And when I was in Congress and even today, I continued to preach this when people will listen. I get frustrated with those people in politics, or even our friends in the media, who tend to be center right, that they don't understand like these basic premises that 95% of the news is fake.
Yeah.
And they set narratives, right? I mean, we were talking about, I mean, what was the whole Steele dossier and the Russia hoax all about? It was all about a narrative to take down a political candidate, and those narratives consistently get started every day. They're professionals, they're professional propaganda artists. It's why we had to create True Social just so the American people could get their voice back, right? It wasn't just about President Trump. It was about all of us had to be able to get our voice back. And so I get frustrated. You know, I don't care what people believe, right? You can be pro-vax, anti-vax, you know, pro wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, you know, whatever your opinion is on the Second Amendment. I mean, look, that's all fair game. Those are political issues that people can discuss and argue over. But when you don't understand that the left has full control over the media,
yeah,
full control over social media, and if you're not out there every day, like on top of that, that was probably the most frustrating thing that I dealt with, whether it was all through the Russia hoax or even today, running True Social, right? You know, how many stories get written every single day about True Social that are, you know, clearly designed to try to keep people from A, finding out about the platform, B, knowing what the engagement is, C, knowing that a lot of those other companies are a house of cards, like Elon Musk has now basically kind of figured out with the Twitter bot farms. you know, the fact that all of these stories are being, you know, written about True Social, about me, about President Trump. I mean, I actually wear that as a badge of honor, yeah. Right? That we're right over the target. We're taking incoming. That's great. But when we have elected officials and people who should know better, pundits who should know better, to completely just take that 95% of crappy fake news content that's being developed out there, you have to look into it. And it's not complicated. Who wrote it? Who owns the outlet? Who are the reporters behind it? What's their background? Who floated this story? Why was that story floated out? I mean, these are all simple, basic questions that people by now ought to know, you know, after going through this complete, because we're still in this dark kind of chapter of history that we can just call it the Russia hoax history, whatever it may be, but it's all related. And I think I mentioned this, you know, a couple times, couple weeks on your show. It's like you start with corrupting of the intelligence agencies and the dirty cops, the DOJ, FBI, and the media, and you end up with leaks coming from the Supreme Court and protesters being in front of the Supreme Court Justice's homes, yeah. And an attorney general who won't even prosecute those protesters because it's a legal activity.
So yeah, it's a federal crime, and it's yeah. even a crime in Virginia, where several of the justices live, and the new quote-unquote Republican governor hasn't even deployed the state troopers. We're talking to Devin Nunes. He is the author of Countdown to Socialism. We'll discuss that next. If you haven't done so already, please do not support the left by having a cell phone that's tied to one of the big cell phone companies. There's only one Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's Patriot Mobile. We are honored to be associated with them. If you use my name, you'll get free activation. They've got plans to fit every budget, special discounts for veterans and first responders, and they have the same nationwide coverage as the other companies. Switch today, 972-PATRIOT or 972-728-7468, or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Now, more relevant than ever is the book you wrote 2 years ago, The Countdown to Socialism. Let's put that up on the screen, A Countdown to Socialism. You've been fighting the swamp, Devin. You have been a truth teller, whether it's in the committee, whether it's representing your constituents in California, and now is the CEO of the Trump Media and Technology Group and running Truth Social. Will you... give us your assessment now that you're out of the swamp. Are you feeling confident? Are you feeling a little bit more optimistic? Because truly, as somebody whose parents escaped socialism, I thought the threat really couldn't come to these shores like it did to Europe. And I look at the last 15 months, and I have to say, the other side is serious about their socialist vision for America. Not just AOC, but this administration. Open borders, inflation, clamping down on the First Amendment, targeting parents because they want to protect their children. So 2 years on from writing Countdown to Socialism, how do you see the fate of the nation?
Well, look, I don't think it doesn't look good, right? I mean, we don't have to be, you know, state, you know, Captain Obvious here, but you know, the inflation, big problem. All this cash that has been printed, you know, they should have put everybody back to work immediately. I mean, the devastation that's occurred here when Biden became the president, you know, somebody should have thought about this when we had a guy that was campaigning from the basement, essentially not campaigning. That you know clearly was not challenged by anybody you know out there, and essentially the propaganda artists were successful in you know through many different variations you know whether it was the Facebook money, the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop from hell story, all of these things added up to where we are now. And so I guess the only thing that you would say that is a positive right now, because I don't think you can look at anything in the economy and say that it's positive. It's bad and likely getting worse, sadly. But it does look like for the first time we're starting to see specifically Mexican Americans, people that are working, are moving towards the Republican Party. They're becoming conservative. We saw the same thing with people that are mostly from Central America, Central and South America, excuse me, in Florida. The last election cycle, because they saw what was happening in places like Venezuela and Cuba, those people were moving to the conservative side of the aisle. So this polling that you see of what normally was the hard left's go-to voting block, where they always, you know, say, you know, when they run out of things to say, they say, oh, well, if you're a brown, a green, a black, a this, a that, an L, a T, whatever the hell you may be, they basically say, you know, people, you're being, there's prejudice against you, so therefore you have to vote with us, right?
Right.
And then they slam on it with just the fake news, boom, 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 you know, never stops. The fake news hits just keep coming. And essentially it's that propaganda that gets beat into people. Well, the fact that they ought to be really concerned that you see this block of Mexican Americans, you know, first, second, third generation. You saw it down in South Texas a little bit last time. We will see if it gets to other cities, if it gets to states like California, Arizona, places where there are a lot of Mexican Americans. That's got to be a big scare to them. And I think what it is that, you know, it tends to be that a lot of people that are, you don't have to be a Mexican American. I just know that's a voting block that is actually moving. But if you tend to be a first generation American, it's likely that you have one of those jobs where you're smart, you have a lot of skill, you have a great skill set. Maybe you got here later in life, you didn't go to college, so you're doing very important work, right? Like it's the tradesmen, it's the people that are out there driving truck, it's the people that are working on farms, it's people that are repairing your home. These are all jobs where people, they got to get up early. They got to get to work. They pay their taxes. Now what they're seeing, no matter what the propaganda is that the left and the fake news is throwing at them, right? It's one thing to, you know, hopefully they'll all be at True Social.
Yeah.
But the one thing they can't hide, Seabass, is they can't hide the fact that when you drive by that gas station and you see $6 gas, there ain't no amount of propaganda that's going to say, whoa, wait a second, we had cheap gas under Trump, and now we have the highest gas that we've ever had in history. And I think the Democrats and the left are going to have a really hard time with that come November. And then there's a whole host of things, right? I mean, all, you know, it's the prices of everything that are going
but,
up.
But they do spin it. They, you know, the price is undeniable, but they say, oh, that's Vladimir Putin or some other excuse. Now, you use this phrase, professional propaganda artists, and I like that. So are we doing enough as the truth tellers, as conservatives committed to truth, to push back on the professional propaganda artists? Now, your former investigator, yeah, Kash Patel, has got this fight with Cash where he's taking up cases of defamation against conservatives who are being targeted because they're conservatives by the mainstream media. But one initiative isn't enough. So don't we need many initiatives of this ilk to push back on the propaganda?
Yeah, we do. But that is the main reason. Kind of that, what you just said in a nutshell, is why I left Congress to come and run True Social.
Right.
Because if you can't even communicate with each other, you know, that's just warfare 101. I mean, this is right up your alley. We have to be able to communicate with one another, right? And that's why I think the left, they're so desperate to try to take down True Social, right? I mean, you know, every single day you're looking at ways to trying to take it down. Why? Because they know that if the American people get onto a platform and we can once again communicate with each other, imagine, like, you know, the effort that Cash is doing, right, where he's willing to take on these cases for defamation. Well, now all of a sudden, if we didn't have True Social, how many people would actually know that Cash is doing that, right?
Yeah.
But now Cash is suddenly on True Social and he's never been on social media before. And he's a good example. He's very creative and he makes great posts. And the guy has more followers than I do. See, Bass, he's got like, I don't know, he's got like 700,000 followers.
Wow.
So it's simply amazing what he's been able to do. And that's why you need basic communication architecture for this Democratic Republic to survive, right? Because everything, it went from, you know, people nailing up, you know, posters back in the days, you know, back in the early parts of this country, right, with pamphlets. Going door to door.
Right.
And now, and then it went to TV, then it went to radio. Well, now it's the internet, right? And so what President Trump's goal, my goal is, you know, we're going to reopen the internet to give the American people their voice back.
I love it. It is the modern equivalent of the pamphlet, which was so crucial to the establishment of not only the Republic, but the healthy debate amongst the founding fathers. We're talking to former Congressman, former Chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes. Follow him on Truth Social. Get your Truth Social account right now. Even if you're on an Android, you can go to truthsocial.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. But not just me, people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to try out this 100% drug-free product. Just order the 3-week quick starter pack from ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. It costs just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day, except potentially liberated from your pain? Call today, 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Devin, you come from the state of California, which many conservatives have written off. You refused to write it off. You ran for Congress. You were incredibly successful. You rose to chairman of the Intelligence Committee. In that position, you fought the establishment every day, and you didn't give up. You gave press conference after press conference. You sent referrals for indictments to the DOJ when you found skullduggery. Would you talk in the last moments we have to our 3 million listeners, plus all the other viewers, as to why you did what you did, even in a state like California, and why every single American has a role to play in taking back the Republic?
You know, that's a great question. It's actually, I write about it in Countdown to Socialism. It's really kind of what got me into politics, is that, you know, I grew up on a farm, right? And there's the nutty environmental green crap started when I was a kid. And I was out there working in the fields, hot, sweaty. And then you see living things, you know, you're working with plants, right? You're watching things, you plant them, you know, early in the season. And out in California, you have to irrigate. We don't get rain. So we capture this rainwater and we irrigate our crops. Well, the left just, and this is completely crazy, but and I know a lot of people don't even believe it, we're wasting our water. It's not drought. It's basically a man-made drought. And I think what drove me into politics was really simple. Seeing those crops die all while I was a kid has left a lasting impression on me. It's what got me into politics, because I could never understand why would the government do this to its own citizens.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, you end up in Washington and with the Russia hoax, and you see what's happening in social media with these tech tyrants. And, you know, I look at it. Look, I would have been just fine. I wanted to be a winemaker, and I do make my own wine now. But it's just sad what's happened to this country, and that's what drove me into politics.
Well, he is a fighter. You've got to read his book, Countdown to Socialism. Now he's running. It's a great warm-up. The day before President Trump, we have his CEO of Trump Media and the Trump Media and Technology Group. You've got to follow him on Truth Social. Get your account first, whether it's an iPhone or whether it's an Android. They said, if you don't like it, go away and build your own. They built it and they are coming. If you look at just the figures for interaction on my account, and Twitter doesn't come close. Thank you so much. God bless you for fighting. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to America First One-on-One. Don't forget to subscribe. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Spotify. Plug in my name, America First. It's absolutely free. I guarantee that you never miss an episode. You should share the links with your friends. And to fight those devilish things called algorithms, do write us a review. It does make a difference. That's Spotify, America First, Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
brought forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. Yes. And the people... and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. Greetings. This is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Where to begin? First, let's pray. Let's pray, all of us as a nation, for the souls of those lost, for the innocents who were slain, for the adults who were shot, for the survivors, and especially for the surviving family members of those who were killed. A parent should never have to bury their child. What happened yesterday should not have happened at all, but not for the reasons you have been told by the legacy media and the establishment. The facts are clear. Whilst it was still a fresh story, I made certain predictions. None of them have been undermined in the hours since I made them. Number one, this isn't a political event. This isn't a terrorist, and it wasn't what you have been told is the primary domestic threat to America, a white supremacist. This individual is Hispanic. He killed children, not with a manifesto, not because he is a part of some organized non-state actor, some terrorist group, or some cult. This is an individual who has a storied, checkered past. Those who have known him and spoken out about him, his fellow employees at a fast food establishment, have described him as being unusual. This is somebody who, at the age of 18, living with his grandmother, purchased legally, as we currently know, two incredibly high-end and expensive weapons. I have a Daniel Defense AR-15. They start at $2,000. One of them, in the photographs that he published on Facebook before the rampage, additionally had a sight on it, a red dot EOTech site that costs $500 just for the site. So that's an interesting observation. Where does an 18-year-old working at a fast food joint get nigh on $5,000 to buy those weapons? Secondly, social media. This person posted on Facebook, despite all their artificial intelligence, all their monitors, he said that I'm going to shoot my grandmother. After which he shot her. After which he said, I'm going to now take my weapons and shoot up a school. Which he did. Taking his grandmother's vehicle, driving 2.2 miles to the Uvalde school, where he crashed the car and then proceeded on foot to the rear entrance of the building, where, according to authorities, he was challenged by a local safety officer who apparently did not neutralize him, did not draw fire from him, and thus this individual gained access to one of the classrooms. In that classroom, he shot at least one teacher, and then proceeded to kill almost 20 of the children inside that classroom. Some of their photographs have been released. You can see them in the news. Say a prayer by name for every single one of them and their families. At that point, the local Uvalde Police Department responded. A general call was put out to all law enforcement in the vicinity. A local sheriff arrived, a deputy, as well as it's only, I think, 16 miles from the border, and there was a border patrol TAC unit, the BORTAC. It is the SWAT element of the Customs and Border Patrol, and they responded. They entered the building. They managed to keep the killer in that one classroom to pin him down, and then they engaged him directly. And if all the reports are correct, that BORTAC, Customs and Border Patrol agent, delivered the final shot that killed this mass murderer. The problem here isn't the guns. Texas has allowed 18-year-olds to buy and carry rifles for more than 60 years. As the governor of Texas commented just over an hour ago, we never had these problems. Not 60 years ago, not 50 years ago, not 40 years ago. It's not the weapon. Weapons were commonplace in the back of pickup trucks, in the lockers of schoolroom, of schoolhouses. Something else is the explanation. We're going to delve into it today here on America First with our guests, and we're going to give you our take on what really happened and how we can stop it. But here is my advice to you. Evil walks the earth. It has since Cain killed his brother. Evil cannot be wished away. It cannot be engineered away by social experiments. It can only be challenged and destroyed one evildoer at a time. That BORTAC agent is a good man with a gun who killed a mass murderer. So what are you doing to be the next person to stop such an event? I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your attitude to guns is or has been. You need to take this very seriously. Whether it's at a grocery store in New York, a church in California, or in a school parking lot. You could be the person who saves dozens of lives. So, if you live in a state that has constitutional carry, that recognizes the unalienable right that is the Second Amendment, go now. Go to a shooting range that allows you to rent different types of weapons. Familiarize yourself with the different types. Start with a .22, try out a .38 revolver, and then graduate to a 9mm handgun and an AR-15. Become proficient. Choose a handgun and a rifle and purchase them. Carry that handgun legally in that state. If you are required to apply for a concealed carry permit, do it. Get the training. Make the application. Jump over the hurdles that allow you to carry in your state. I've done so for multiple states. I am now able to carry in at least 20 states of the Union because of reciprocity rules. And I know one thing for sure. It's an old cliche, but as with most cliches, it bears great truth. It is better to have a weapon and to carry that weapon for the next 20, 30, 40 years and never need it, to put it on the bedside table at the end of the day, put it in that gun safe and pick it up in the morning, than to just once, be that person who could have stopped the next psycho, who could have saved the children, the innocent shoppers, the churchgoers, and not to have the weapon you needed. We have an unalienable right to self-defense. if you're not a ninja, if you're not a martial artist, an MMA fighter, the way to do that effectively is with a weapon that you know how to use. You have been warned. You need to do your part. You need to be a responsible citizen. Because our job is to protect the most vulnerable in society. Not just the police officers' jobs, it is yours. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Subscribe to the show. Go to Spotify. Plug in my name. It's absolutely free. Guarantee that you never miss an episode. Write a review and share the links. We'll be back with the indomitable Colonel K, Kurt Schlichter.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.